Good evening, gentle listeners. I'm afraid anyone looking for deep post-budget analysis is going to be disappointed, as this has been recorded on Thursday afternoon before the show. You know better than I do whether the Honourable Simon William English bit the head off a kitten and cancelled Christmas, or promised a unicorn in every pot and world peace. But one thing I feel reasonably confident about surmising is that Budget 2011 will satisfy nobody. ACT will complain that English is a wimp for not putting a horse's head, Godfather style, in every bed. Labour will promise that a Gough-led government will fairly distribute the unicorns to ordinary hard-working New Zealanders instead of into foreign bondage to be eaten by rich pricks. The Greens will have a detailed plan to make the unicorns carbon neutral, assuming Peter Dunn hasn't bored them all to death first. Nobody will have a clue what the hell Honiharawera is going on about, but the unicorns are racist and the Māori Party sucks. All of which will make more sense than the truly bizarre reality show Make the Politicians Work, which has been quietly undermining the case for public broadcasting on One for the last few Sunday nights. In fact, if you turn the television on right now, you can see this irresistible piece of televisual genius promised by this logline. When Trevor Mallard is packed off to work in an asparagus field, will he find the legislation he created while Minister of Labour to be challenging beyond belief? I don't know, and I really don't care, but I can only hope it won't be as painful as previous efforts where we watch Shane Jones on a fishing trawler, or Paula Bennett slinging hash at a soup kitchen. It's a humbling experience feeling empathy for otherwise hideously unsympathetic politicians. The episode where Rodney Hyde was a teacher's aide for a day was fraught with awkward silences and pregnant ironies, but damn, it can put you off your food. Still, if we must have politicians stealing work from actors, TVNZ should go all out and recruit MPs for that idiot-proof ratings winner, the period costume soap. And you need look no further than Prime for the perfect template. Ladies and gentlemen, Downton Parliament. The series is set in a lush, stately property well past its prime and on the brink of cataclysmic change due to the sinking of the global economy. The opposition is revolting in every sense of the word. The government is insane. A major plotline involves an inconvenient corpse, which should be a doddle for Rodney after Dancing with the Stars, and Maggie Smith steals every scene she's in as Don Brash, a cadaverous old bat who refuses to drop dead and can't open her mouth without having the same effect as a slap in the gonads with a Chippendale chair. Nice clothes, much figurative and literal screwing around, glossy production values, and complicated plot lines that don't really make a lick of sense but are curiously hypnotic. It should run for years, or at least until November.